spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages. And sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXLY building, where it is a
Friday. Ah.
Welcome to the Friday. It's the 22nd day of November, 2024. Guys.
Heyo.
This month has gone fast. I'm not going to lie.
I'll say it has.
I'm not going to lie.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you always say it quite a bit, but boy, it's weird. And it's also weird with Thanksgiving so late.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I thought it was the third. I guess maybe it is the third Thursday. I don't know. Is it the third Thursday? It's the fourth Thursday.
Fourth, yeah. You know, I think I've noticed also this year a lot more people have their Christmas lights on.
Oh, boy.
Have you noticed that, Warren?
Yeah, lots of them.
And I think maybe that's because Thanksgiving is probably the latest it can be since it's so late. You know what I mean? I don't know if it could be any later.
Could it be?
Could it be the 29th or 30th? I don't know. Maybe.
I suppose.
Could it be any later?
Actually, it's a Thursday.
It actually couldn't because the first is Friday. Jay, so, yeah, it's the latest it could be.
Oh.
So I think people are like, man, I already put them up, so I'm going to get my use out of them. I'm turning them on. Yeah,
turn them babies on.
Me being one of them, actually.
Oh. Is that a fact?
Yeah, do you hate me now?
No.
Okay, well.
I kind of do, Jay.
Okay. Regardless of whether my lights are on or not, it's just a thing.
It's irrelevant.
Producer Steve, you weren't in here a few minutes ago because you're in there working. You're doing your deal. You're getting.
I wasn't in there a few minutes ago?
No, and this was happening, but for some reason, we started as a group singing this song.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody wank chung tonight. Everybody wank chung tonight. Everybody have fun tonight.
And I don't think you need to know why.
I do. I know why. I can tell.
Why was it?
Because Warren said somebody's name and it said Chung, and I went Wang Chung.
Oh,
and then all
that's
of a sudden,
what it was.
Boom.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
We got that out of the newspaper, you know.
That's yesterday's news. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's what it was, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's everybody should sing that song, though.
Oh,
I don't mind having fun tonight.
Yeah, let's
I don't either.
I do not know how to Wing Chun tonight, but I do know how to have fun tonight.
I think Steve nailed it just a minute ago, though. Did you see him doing it? He was Wanging and Chunging.
Let me see it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, go, baby. The trumpet.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Everybody just, okay, guys, let's try it. Here's the trumpet. Oh, we're good at that. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be the trombone?
Trombone. Man, we should be on TV, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No.
So much fun.
Steve makes the executive decision. No.
We used to be. Well, on the internet.
Oh, yeah, we did have that. We had that for a moment, didn't we?
Yeah.
Guys, what enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that big green blotch moving across the state?
I saw that,
it's going to be bad.
Crazy. It's weird that Seattle has so much worse weather than we do, though. I mean, usually I feel like we kind of are sharing some stuff. Like, we were just, like, getting rain, and it was 45, and they got, 80-mile-an-hour winds or whatever it was. And it was weird.
That is very weird.
They call it the bomb cyclone?
Bomb cyclone, baby.
Yeah,
also known as winter.
Yep.
Do you like the new words and the phrases or no?
I kind of like that one, though.
That one just seems so powerful.
Hey, it's a bomb cyclone.
I know. I'm like, no,
that's
not
even
that.
Worse than a tornado. It's a bomb cyclone.
Honestly,
I remember in high school, some of my friends did the bomb cyclone,
but
it was different.
Did they wang chung too?
Well, everybody had to get out of the car.
Oh, no.
We had to wait for it.
Okay.
Steve just got it. It was slow into the other studio there. Yeah.
It was worth it. Man. It was worth it.
Was it?
No, not really.
Yeah. Suddenly, bomb cyclone, doors open.
See, Monty'd be one of those guys in the pickup He'd make sure somebody was sitting in the middle, and then he'd say, bomb cyclone, but yeah, he wouldn't let him
wouldn't
out.
Let him out, yeah. That actually does sound
unless
right.
Unless the gate needed to be open.
Well, I, that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Let him out,
right,
make
there.
Him open it, and then, yeah, it. Then drive away and make him walk to the house.
Yep. Or jump on the back tailgate.
Yeah, that would work too, yeah. Well, the fellas are here. We're going to have some fun today. We got some games planned. We got some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets. And I just want you guys to start getting your brains ready for Beat the Show. It's not for a couple hours.
Ouch. Oh.
But yeah. Ouch. And a story that Warren might not want to tell.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I went to hang a picture at my house the other day, and I don't have a hammer.
Kevin James.
I think I have more tools on my hip than you have at your house.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Silver Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life.
That was Lloyd.
Lloyd, yeah.
Always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
For sure.
Warren.
Yeah.
Strong.
Hi, Warren.
Hello and hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
What's good, buddy?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. My transfer case is on the way. For Big Red. It's in Billings, Montana right now, they say.
You know what he means, right, Steve?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. And, his case is being transferred from Billings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start building my lean-to on my shop on Monday.
Oh, baby.
I'm just so excited.
Can
I can't
have that? Can I have that so you don't throw it back and forth at each other?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I know, I take away your fun.
You wanted a little recourse there, Jay.
I did.
Clipper.
It was a, this cap. Is going to shock you, it was the top of a water bottle. And it was sitting over on Kevin's side. Weird.
It was weird. There's some fun, interesting things over here.
I imagine.
And Montel threw it at me, and I was going to throw it back.
He was going to throw it back, and I was just like, sometimes you have to be better, Warren. Sometimes you have to take the high road.
Hey, thanks. I feel better already.
Do you ever think I was just playing catch with him?
By hitting him in the face when he wasn't looking? No.
there's that. I'll give you that, Jay.
Yeah. Sound like what brothers do during snowball fights. Yeah. Oh, you were just playing catch.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking, and you hit him in the face. Well, not my fault.
He was a younger brother, right?
Yeah. None of this surprises me.
No, it doesn't. It's like brothers in here sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Stepbrothers, more like.
Yeah.
I think that's probably better. Guys, prepare yourselves.
Woo!
For sure.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Oh, boy, does he.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Good morning.
How we doing, buddy?
Pretty good so far.
So far, so good?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we could call Bruce Sparky because he's got the divine spark.
We could, actually, yeah.
I'm probably not gonna.
I mean, you know.
But nevertheless.
Yeah. How many nicknames did you have? Horse? Horse Hudson. What was, like, your main nickname?
Rooster.
Rooster, yeah. That's such a good one, though. Yeah.
Warren calls me Rooster now all the time in the text.
Yeah.
Is it because you accidentally miss it?
And I don't. Well, I talk it and I don't look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rooster. Whoops. Sorry.
I can see how it thinks that's what you're saying. Hey there, Rooster. I was like, huh? Yeah. Monty, what was your name again?
Python.
Python. Is it because of your muscles?
Monty Python?
Oh, I get it now. I get the jokes. Thanks for slowing them down for me.
Mud was my other nickname.
Mud?
Yeah, it depends on what.
Was
that given by your parents?
Nope. No, that was
no joke.
I used to play in the mud a lot. So maybe. I don't know.
You kind of still do.
Kind of do.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Some things don't change.
Can we call you that?
Sure.
What do you want to be called?
Python.
Mud or Python?
Mud is fine, too. Yeah. Whatever comes to your mind, I don't care.
Well, Butterlip, but you don't like that anymore.
Nope, that's...
Butterlip. I don't know what that one is.
I don't either.
I'm not sure I want to know.
It sounds so Warren-ish. Let's stay away from that.
Well,
and Warren, your nickname was what?
My dad called me Bud.
Bud, okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, Bud.
Yeah, or Swede.
Really?
Sometimes it was Swede, yeah.
It's because he didn't want to call you sweetie? He thought that was too much?
I don't know. Well, I had, just blonde hair when I was little.
All right. Yeah.
Now it's gray.
Yeah. That's old Swede.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Monty, where do you currently work?
Yeah, where do you work?
Yeah, we don't even know.
It's like
Monty,
are you mumbling?
Right now.
No.
I don't know if you're mumbling.
I don't think
I always
he knows
mumble,
where he works.
I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty.
Yeah.
Monty.
Yeah.
Monty.
You're an animal.
Yes, oh, there it is.
Yes. Oh, my God. You're turning the target. You're great.
Monty.
I was looking at Steve for the intro.
You got some extra stuff there on that one, Monty. Congrats.
There
you go, Buttercup.
Yours was classic.
Butterlip.
Buttercup. Hey there, hi there, ho there, and good morning, Spokane!
Coming to you from the Python.
Yeah, that's right.
see, if you say Monty Mudd, it kind of flows well.
It does, actually, yeah.
So that's, I think that was part of it.
Eminem.
Wow.
So, good morning.
Hey, and, buddy.
Cancels out. Carry on.
You have Steve? You have a very noticeably renewed energy about you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. All right. I don't know what that means.
It seemed like a bad thing to say, but I meant it in a good way.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get it.
You're very energetic.
Yeah. I woke up a little earlier today, had an extra cup of coffee. I suppose that's it.
No, I think maybe just overall attitude. You said just Captain Positive. I'm being real.
I know you are.
Yeah, I'm being real, yeah.
It could be that Warren.
Stop it, Warren.
Okay, sorry.
Warren, did I do that today?
You know, it's a good thing that the counter is in between you two today, because I got a feeling, you know, little brother, big
brother.
Well,
see, and I'm real brave to even do that, because I'm afraid of him, actually. Yeah. See?
You also sit closest to the door with the counter in between you.
So yeah, there you go.
Good chance to get a head start.
Well, and I got to go around Bruce to get there.
See, and Bruce will back up. So
yeah, that's right. Boy, Bruce, that's what friends are for, man. Run interference.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Me
Thank
too.
You so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Producer
Who loves
Steve.
Orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, hey.
What do you say, Steve-O?
Hey. Say, I might have a bit of a situation back here.
Okay.
Over here,
SpaghettiOs.
Back here.
Need a gun?
I need something. I don't know what exactly. I think someone did something with the phone back here. And did you hear it ringing earlier?
No. Was it ringing?
I think it's ringing.
Oh, gosh, great.
And I don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, man. I love that. Let me try it. Let me see.
I mean, if you can't hear it, then perfect.
Well, let's find out.
But I'm pretty sure it's ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's ringing.
Yeah,
I can hear it, yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to be annoying at all.
You know.
How do I turn that off?
Is there a volume button? Seriously?
Well, there's a menu button up in the upper right-hand side there. You could try going through that. Or you could just text our friend Casey and see what he did yesterday.
Seems
he was
risky.
Messing with the phones yesterday, so it'll be interesting to see.
What?
Yeah, I mean, good luck to you. Oh, boy.
Oh, it says ringer disabled.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie.
Oh, how do I get out of here now?
Oh, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, keep touching buttons and we'll get you out of here.
Yeah.
Don't touch the buttons, Steve. Steve, do you have a countdown going on in your mind or on your phone? You guys ever do that, like a vacation countdown?
Oh, you bet.
You put it on your phone. I know, Warren, you've done it, right? Like for a cruise or whatever?
Yeah, and especially when I was retiring.
Oh, your retirement countdown. That's right. That thing was awesome.
Went on for over a year.
Right. You guys ever, Bruce, you ever done that? Probably not, right?
Not since I was in the service.
Okay. For Bruce, he does like the Christmas countdown with the crepe paper chain link.
Yeah, there you go.
Tears off a link every day.
There you go.
Steve, do you have a countdown to your vacation? I mean, you haven't had a vacation in, well, as far as I know, at least a year. So you're on vacation next week. Are you counting it down?
Sure.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
As soon as I drive, it gets hot as the dickens. What does that mean?
Leave crack sooner.
Leave sooner.
Kevin James.
That is very funny, and I don't need it from you right now, buddy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Warren, thanks for the cake today. That was very nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you made a birthday cake, yes?
I did, yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Oh, you made it?
I did.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Did you think he bought that cake, or did you see it, Steve?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, if you saw it, you'd know.
It's pretty easy.
Okay. And I didn't mean that in a bad way.
No, I didn't take it that way at all.
Well, if you've seen it, you'd surely know Warren made it.
No, I didn't take it that way.
I just meant because it was in a small, like a pan that you'd bring from your house.
Yeah.
Also, Bruce, am I right?
A small group size pan, I might add. So that's perfect.
What kind of pan is that? Cake pan.
It's a cake pan. Glass one. A glass one.
That's glass?
It's Korean pan.
Oh, that's fancy. Okay.
Is it glass horn?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at there. And it's a pop cake. Pop cake?
Pop cake, soda pop cake, whatever you want to call it.
Do you know what that is, Steve?
You ever had one of those, Steve?
They're very moist.
Oh, it's so good.
You'll like it.
Yeah, it's literally a cake made with pop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've had that before.
Okay, whatever.
Boy, I've had it. Sure you have.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I had it. I had it six times yesterday
for breakfast. Hey. Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey, if Python likes it, you'll like it.
That's correct. Also, Warren, that's the sign that you made a good cake and have the appropriate amount of frosting is there is some frosting on the inside of the lid.
There is.
Yeah, that's how you know you got enough on there.
After I got it done, I took it in and showed it to Laura. I said, is this enough?
For us, probably never enough.
Right.
But thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Welcome.
Guys, don't forget you can download the app. It is absolutely free for you. You can take us with you wherever you happen to be going. If you're traveling next week, you might want to go, what's happening over there? And there we are, right on your phone. Let's see what we have for our audio vault today. Well, Alexa, the joke of the day.
Yes.
I had to explain this joke to Steve more than once.
Oh, no.
He goes, I don't get the joke. Oh. And I said, and I explained it. He goes, that's the joke? I mean, and I don't know if it's just because he thought it was so bad.
Yes.
Or that was what it was. Okay.
Yes.
It wasn't so complicated. It was just so bad. Now I've put a lot of pressure on you guys. I hope you get it.
Why do raccoons eat out of trash cans? Because they can't tip over a supermarket.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's not very funny. I'll go with Steve on that one.
I don't know. I kind of think
no,
it is.
No, it's okay.
Funny. I mean, it's fine, but I was expecting more from Alexa.
Well, I mean.
In my mind, I could see a big store tipping.
That's what I could do, aren't you? Visualization, it makes things funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really visualizing. I was just thinking, this seems dumb.
Guys, you know about Jelly Roll's journey. He's been losing a lot of weight.
You have been so open about your health and wellness journey. You look incredible. You've lost, over 100 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your ultimate goal?
I just want to feel good. I want to feel normal.
Yeah.
I've been morbidly obese my entire life. I'm pretty committed to it. I can't wait to come back next year and then look back.
That's going to be great. He's already lost 100. And I don't know that he has a goal that he's shared, but he's going to continue to go. And in another year, maybe another 50-ish something? I don't know. Wow. That's a lot, yeah.
That's amazing.
I do like the fact of what's your goal, and it doesn't necessarily have a number. I just want to feel better.
Yeah.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, for sure.
That's valid.
Yeah, because who really cares what the number is? If you feel good, great. If you don't, then you can do something about it. There you go.
Yeah, like they used to say, if you feel good, do it. Didn't they say that?
I don't remember quite.
Who's they exactly?
I don't know.
Can you tell me who they are?
Them. You know,
Warren, did you watch the CMA Awards show?
Not yet.
Okay.
A little tiny bit of it.
You don't want me to spoil it for you.
I don't care. No, it's fine. It's recorded. And then the one night before, there was another.
Oh, yeah, there was. There was the precursor, the one on Tuesday night.
And it's recorded.
I don't
also,
remember what that one was called,
yet.
But yeah. But wait, you got a lot of stuff to watch.
Oh, too much.
You got 5 hours of country music right there.
Well, that's not bad, but.
Yeah.
Other shows, too. It's just, wow.
Hallmark movies.
A lot of recorded Hallmark movies.
I'm not kidding you. We know. She's recorded a bunch more this week.
Did you hear what Jeff Bridges did? He announced the Entertainer of the Year.
Oh,
you didn't hear that?
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wallen.
Oops. Wait a minute. Isn't it Wallen?
Yes. Oops is the perfect answer to all of that.
Right?
Yeah. Like, oh, Oops.
Goes to Morgan Whalen.
Oh, darn it.
So did he correct it? Have you watched
it? Oh, he did not correct it. No, no. He just kind of left it there. And,
So Morgan Whalen Jennings.
That's exactly it. Monty, I think that was where his brain was.
Yes.
I think he was just like, you know, oh, I like Whalen.
Gotta give it to him because that's his era.
Well, that sure is. Maybe you should know the name of the guy. I'm just saying.
Practice it with somebody off stage.
Yes. Luke Bryan is on American Idol, and you know, you watch American Idol still?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why are you yelling at me?
I'm sorry. I get so excited.
Should I ask your wife these questions?
I get so
your
excited.
Your mistake. Yes, Bruce. It was he that misspoke, not me. Carrie Underwood's on there this year, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, and they've already done some of the, obviously, taping for the show. So it's Luke and Carrie Underwood, and they asked Luke about Carrie's first year.
She's awesome with the kids. She has, like, the best soul and heart. She's doing a great job and really settling in to the judging table.
I think that job might be actually kind of difficult.
Oh, I'd hate it.
Yeah, it's hard to be 100% honest with people, I think, sometimes, especially when you realize you may be crushing their dream.
Yeah,
and then just to try to be, you know, compassionate but still truthful. I mean, it's kind of a slippery slope.
It is. I have trouble. I mean,
go ahead, tell Bruce something honest that you've been meaning to tell him all this time that might hurt his feelings. Go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead,
well,
Warren.
First we're of all, listening.
He probably doesn't want to do that today. He's riding with me.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of that.
He's a genius. You're great, Bruce. I love everything about you, especially when you drive me.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything bad to say about Bruce.
Go ahead, try it, Monty. Who would you like to say something to that you think might hurt their feelings?
He's looking at me. Go ahead. Go for it, Monty.
Go for it, Bruce.
Go for it.
Bruce, I just call him Bruce.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I don't have anything, Jay. I'm not going to do that.
That a boy. Look at the progress we've made here today.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
This is a love fest going on in here.
Well, don't go that far.
All right.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Four. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We got a pot that you cook chicken in, a roaster type thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it does cook chicken different.
Kevin James.
So does it come out like with a crunchy outside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice and crunchy.
Jeez Louise.
But the inside really nice and
moist.
And
yeah.
Is it an air fryer?
Yeah, air fryer.
Okay.
Just curious. Yeah.
Did it cook it pretty quick, Bruce?
I don't know. I didn't cook it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's way too many questions, huh, Bruce?
That's right.
I don't know what it's called. Whatever. Yeah, just eat it.
Makes good chicken.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Warren, cake is awesome. Thank you for the cake. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Yeah. Very sweet. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
sweet. And, very sweet. Yeah, guys, we're going to play heads up. Oh, we got to pick teams.
Oh, teams.
Yeah. Monty, you and I, rock, paper, scissors, ready to go. One, two, three, two. Oh, same. One, two,
I'm doing three. You're doing
I know.
Four.
I'm doing it on purpose. Ready to go. One, two, three.
Go ahead, Jay. Just win.
Odds or evens? I got something behind my back.
Even.
Okay, evens. You can choose your partner.
I'll take Bruce.
Okay, you and Bruce. Warren, it's me and you, baby.
Okay.
Let's go. We're going to win heads up. I'm so tired of beating you guys. It's just not even, it's not even fun anymore. All right.
Yeah, it is.
Warren just panicked. All right, you guys can go first. So it's a category is, what was it again? Legends or icons or something?
Icons, legends, and stars.
Icons, legends, and stars.
Your name will be on there, Bruce.
Bruce, do you want to receive the clues, which means you hold the phone? That's what Monty wants. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you hold it up under your head. Yes, you do, sir.
Oh.
If you get it correct, you tip it down.
What is it? What's the category?
Icons, legends, and stars.
This should go well.
I think it's going to go great. All right, here we go. Bruce, hold it up to your head, and then remember you tip down if it's right.
You tell me.
I'm gonna describe who that person is.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah,
I got it.
And then
down
you can.
For right.
Yeah, well, I'll keep track.
Okay, I'm going to click on this.
I don't even know. Is it up is right?
It's down.
Down is right.
Down is correct. Forehead. You don't forget, you can pass. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Right. Oh, he's got it on top of his hat and everything. Three, two, and one.
Wow. Pass.
Good, Bruce.
Murdered. Or no.
No.
No, I was thinking. I was thinking. Oh, never mind. Famous rock star, heavy metal. Yeah. Extreme heavy metal.
I think pass is a pass. Great appropriate. Pass,
okay. Don't even know how to explain that. This is why this is horrible. Pass. Oh, British World War II, very famous leader.
Winston Churchill.
There we
yeah,
go. We got one.
Good job. You got one.
Singers.
I'll help
the
you.
Beatles singers. What's his
Married
name?
Married to John Lennon.
Lennon.
Yoko Ono.
Thank you. Yeah,
I couldn't
go.
Think of his
I,
name.
I got you. We'll do it as a team.
Yeah.
Famous perfume mm-hmm. actress. Mm-hmm. Handbags. From the
Taylor.
60s. Elizabeth Taylor. Oh, that would have been good. But you did get one with help from me, so that's two. Those and some of those were a little hard. Like Sophia Loren was one of them.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Marilyn Manson was one of them.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah, what was the first one that you passed on? I don't even remember.
Well,
yeah, there was some tough ones. Yeah. My icons and legends might be a hard category. We'll see, Warren.
See, looking at it from over here, I thought it said Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You're giving those, and I thought
that's why he hits what he saw first, and then he's like, nope, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And then he thought he saw Charles again. Manson, and then Marilyn he was like, Manson.
I was thinking Charles Manson. I'm like, wait, nope, not murder.
No. All right, Warren, put it on your head. Let's see how we do here.
Murder, death, kill.
We might have to do a different category. All right, Warren, down for correct and up for pass.
Roger.
I think up will be more used than down. Henry Fonda's daughter. Oh, Henry
Jane.
Fonda, pass. Go ahead. There you go. I guess use their name. Oh, gosh. He does a nighttime talk show.
David Letterman.
You know what? He's kind of a political guy. He has...
Gosh.
You know, British, his British last accent. Name is Wallen's first name.
You don't want to pass.
I know who you mean, and I can't
Piers
say...
Morgan. Piers Morgan.
Oh.
She was on Seinfeld. She was the only woman in Seinfeld, basically. She was Jerry's friend. Her real name is? Pass. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah.
A famous Seattle rock star who committed suicide.
He's a good guitar player.
Pass. Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
She had her own show. She sang the national anthem famously, horribly.
Roseanne.
Yeah, Rose! Rose with the win!
Was it really?
Roseanne Barr was correct.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't get the Julia Child. Shoot. That's okay. You're good.
We'll pick a different category.
We'll pick a different category.
And switch it up.
Yeah, we'll make it easy. Animal noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, know your crowd, guys. Know your crowd. Some of those are pretty hard, though.
Yeah.
It's just hard to describe them. Piers Morgan, I mean, you're only going to know if you know. It's a hard one to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you know it when I said it, though? After I
as
said
soon
it?
As you said it, yeah.
Did you know that one, Bruce? Was there any chance you'd have got that? Mm, yeah.
No.
No, that's a hard one. How do you describe Piers Morgan?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ready, Steve? Okay.
I was thinking of Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher, yeah.
Yeah.
Maher?
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it.
Maher?
Maher.
Here we go. Did you hit a start? Yep, it's going. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Warren?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Describe it, and I'll try to get it.
Okay, 2 and 1. It's little tiny bugs that live on a dog.
Ticks, gnats, and, fleas.
Yes. And it hops. It has a pouch, and the baby lives in the pouch.
Kangaroo.
Yes, sir.
Wow, you did pick a good one.
And spiders that are big.
Tarantulas.
And they have a little tail that looks like a pitchfork. Yeah.
It's not a spider.
Yep.
And it's a fish, but it looks like something that would have a saddle on it.
Shark? Dolphin?
No,
it's a fish.
It's in the water. It's in the water, mm-hmm. and it lives in the ocean.
Right.
But it's named after something that runs on land that you'd put a saddle on.
Oh, it's seahorse.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Good clue, actually.
Thanks. And we talked about these a while back. They're huge. They have thick skin, and they run faster than you'd think for as big as they are. Through the water,
hippopotamus?
Even. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And let's see. Don't let the blank fight when you go to bed.
I said
the word. Bed bug.
Oh, bed bug. Okay. Yeah. That was good. You did good, Warren. That was well done. Let's give it up. Yeah.
And I think this category is meant for like 10 and under. So,
that's perfect for us.
Very good.
It's absolutely
should
perfect.
Be just right for us.
Well done, Warren. I think we got like 4 or 5.
Oh,
well,
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you did well. Placed on forehead.
Here we
two
go.
And
okay.
one.
Ooh, one. A fish that's real vicious.
A shark?
No.
Piranha.
Nope.
Oh, was it?
I'm sorry.
Barracuda. Sorry.
Little four-legged critter lives up north a lot.
A wolf?
No, smaller.
Coyote.
Smaller yet.
Badger?
Burr. God dang it. got a bushy tail.
A beaver?
They have a TV station named after him.
Yeah.
A coyote?
No, a fox.
Yeah, not that vicious.
No, they are too. They go hooty hoot, hooty hoot.
Okay, what?
They go,
oh, owls.
Hooty hoot.
Hooty hoot is amazing.
They live in the water.
Okay.
And they have a feline name.
A catfish.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Time's up, it says. Okay. What?
We got four with Barracuda, so it's three.
Incredible.
We got three.
That was incredible. It's a fox. It's a TV station worn. That was good.
Yeah, that was
good. That was good. Let's see if we can get Steve to guess. We'll do one all play. Steve, are you ready? You put it on your forehead. We're all going to give clues.
This should be fun.
Yeah. Same category is fine. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, right. Kiss.
Yeah.
Let me find it. I lost it.
Oh, there it is. All right. Here we go. Put it on your head, Steve. Okay. Let's see what we do here. Let's see how many we can get. I feel like we can get 100 here. All right. Steve's ready. He's probably very smart, you guys.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
So up is pass, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where's
the tuxedo?
Antarctica.
Penguin.
Yeah, good. Right. Correct. Oh, it's what we are.
Coyotes.
Yes.
Big teeth, seal with big teeth.
Long tusks and
Beatles.
Oscars.
Yes. Beatles song.
Walrus is correct. Beatles song. It's bald and it represents America.
Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Fly like a blank.
Mm-hmm. It's what happens when you tell a joke. These things make noises.
Jiminy.
And it's also a type of baseball game.
Type of baseball game.
Bruce had the best one. His last name is after Jiminy.
Yeah, Jiminy.
Cricket.
Yeah. After you tell jokes.
Okay. I see. Uh-huh.
A small chicken is funny. Called a...
I think that's part of the word. Yeah. Pass.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, money.
Yeah, Monty. A bird. Colorful bird that can talk. Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Wisconsin.
Along with Deadpool.
Deadpool and Blank, the newest movie.
Wolverine.
There we go. Let's go, Steve. Time's up. Well done. Yeah. Good job, Steve.
Seven, baby.
Seven, baby.
Yeah, baby.